back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget to check out our brand new website. We spent $250,000 on it, so we'd like to get our money's worth. TimConwayJr.com. The Jr. is abbreviated. It's JR. TimConwayJR.com. And it's a beautiful website with lots of money thrown into it. A lot of graphics, a lot of audio, and I think you'll really enjoy it. TimConwayJr.com. All right, before we get to the news with Gina Grad, we have Miss Jamie White here. How are you?
Yay! You know what? Say what?
Yeah, what?
Okay, so listen, I'm really pissed off at you because I haven't been on the radio in about 2 years.
Right, why is that?
Well, there's stores.
Yeah.
But so I told you, look, I'll go on the air, but I want dancing girls and a band.
Right. And we got neither.
And you got none. So I brought my own.
Oh, you brought your own.
I brought my own. Okay. So ready? So this has been a really long time.
Right.
I mean, I guess. Have been doing a podcast.
You brought your own props.
Yeah, really? Ready? Yay! I'm here! Oh, my God! I'm back! Holy crap! She's back! It's awesome! I love that girl! Yeah. Where has she been? Awesome! What?
It's like Carrot Top in here.
No, it's not like Carrot Top. My point is this. And I knew this would happen. I knew it would happen. Because here's the thing. I told somebody. Well, I can put that down.
All right.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
Listen,
it's like
really.
Gallagher.
Listen.
Is that better?
No, he chops up watermelons. I just thought it would be more exciting that after all this time.
How about Tommy Cooper? Another great.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
But here was my concern.
An old prop comic.
Here's my concern about coming in and doing the show.
Right.
It would be like Ben Stein and Phyllis Diller getting together.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, because you're like even keeled, right? You're just like mellow guy, like whatever.
Right.
I'm not.
And you're not. You're crazy.
Right. And as you know, when somebody's a little more high-strung and somebody's really calm, what happens is the high-strung girl looks like a nut job.
Right.
Which
exactly.
is happening right now.
That's exactly what's going on here. And by the way, the props don't bring down crazy very much. I think it actually goes the other direction.
I just thought maybe.
Did you have props on your show?
Well, yeah, I gave people props. No, yeah. Okay. All right, hey, here's the news. Fine, welcome back, Jamie.
All right, we're going to get into why there are some controversies in Jamie White's past. We're not going to spend all night.
Awesome.
Not all night with it, but
hello?
You've had an interesting past in LA radio.
You know, I really
That's
have.
True.
I can't believe there's not, you know what I mean? Like, you come back and you think it's going to be like, wow!
Right. Well, I mean, it's not you're really back. I mean,
I'm not back. I'm just here for a moment. But
right.
Still, even
I think
my moment.
When you're back, when you find a job, a morning job, or you're doing afternoons, or even whatever you're doing,
right,
then you're back. You bring
moment,
the props and you go nuts.
Right, but for this moment, I am back. So let's just give me this moment.
There you are.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay.
Is it time?
I think you broke your tambourine when you dropped
it. It's not a tambourine. That's a cymbal.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Hey, you know what? None of that over there, buddy. What's that guy's name?
Randy Wang.
Right, that's going to work out.
And Randy Wang got his name because he was working with us for about a year, about 6 months or so. And I was drunk one night. I called Brian Whitman at home, and I go, you know what, dude? I said, Brian, this guy is the best, man. I love this guy, Randy Wang. And Brian said, that's not his first or his last name. His name is Ryan Wong. I'm like, oh, all right.
He doesn't look like a Wong.
And then he legally changed his name to Randy Wang.
But he doesn't look like a Wong.
No, he's not a Wong.
Yeah, you know
but
what I mean?
But he's got some Chinese. You got a little Chinese in you.
Mm. Yeah, I'm a quarter Chinese. It totally shows.
I don't see any Wonging.
You got to look downstairs.
Yeah, that's where your Chinese is?
Yeah.
All right, Gina Grad is here.
I
don't either. I guess got small feet.
Okay.
All right, Gina Grad is here to do the news, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
All right, Gina, what's going on with that news? Did you bring props, by the way?
I have nothing.
Someday, buddy. Someday.
Did you bring anything?
I know
someday
how much
you'll come to my show.
Right. I will. When you get a show, I'm going to come on your show with all kinds of props.
No, I'll just, you know what, I'll do a little better job, and I'll just have, I'll have something for you. I even brought champagne.
You did?
Oh, yeah, well, geez.
That's pretty cool.
Don't piss her off. We won't get any
of
the
bubbly. All right, let's open the champagne. All right, what's going on with the news there, Gina?
Well, with the transition of a new president, president into the White House, many people are taking notice of the new leader's body language in order to find out more about his relationship to the First Lady. In this clip, a somewhat out-of-touch expert on a Fox News show talks about all the different signs that Michelle and Barack Obama are still totally in love, but uses an inappropriate term to describe one of their public acts.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right, a very affectionate couple. Yep, here we go.
Very.
We also need to be affectionate, and you can see that with Barack and Michelle as well. They do a lot of touching, kissing, even fisting with one another.
Jesus Christ.
Available at jamiewhite.com.
Wow. Man, yeah. is that woman ever heard that term before?
I don't think so.
Jesus.
And of course, what I believe she meant was, you know, fist bump.
Yeah, fist bump.
Fist
bump.
You know, right.
they knock fists or whatever. But
kissing, even fisting.
Oh man,
she's bad.
You know what? That's going to be on YouTube, and she's always going to be known as the reporter. That's a Fox reporter, right?
Oh, yeah, she's going to be known as the fisting expert.
Yeah, and on Fox News.
Yeah.
I think the Fox local affiliate.
Local affiliate, yes. With one another.
And listen to the other reporter. She knows what's up. I mean, she immediately gets it.
Fisting with one another.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we got to go to commercial break here.
That would be me, too. I'd be like, yeah, totally. What?
But what do you call that? Is it fist bumping?
Fist bumping.
What do you call it?
Fisting.
Fisting.
Oh, yeah. Well, in my circle.
All right, I see. Yeah, okay. Right. All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, the BBC reported today that a man hailing from Mayfield Road in England murdered his estranged wife after she changed her marital status on her Facebook profile to single.
Hmm.
Yeah. 41-year-old Edward Richardson was found guilty of stabbing 26-year-old Sarah Richardson to death. Authorities say Richardson became enraged when Sarah changed her marital status on Facebook to single and decided to go and see her because she was not responding to any of his messages.
Wow, I wonder why she changed it.
Right. Yeah.
Once inside, he found Sarah in her parents' bedroom and subjected her to a frenzied and brutal attack with a knife and then attempted to take his own life.
Oh,
Edward Richardson found guilty and is currently awaiting sentencing.
Facebook.
Now, I got to tell you, I don't know if you remember this or not, but this really rings close to my heart because I had a little trouble when I changed the old profile to single.
Oh, you did? Yes. I didn't know that.
Yes, I did.
How long ago?
This was, 2 years ago.
I didn't know that.
Well, what kind of trouble?
Yeah, what happened to you?
Well, I, you know, wanted to keep the people informed, you know, because I was no longer in a relationship, so I changed it to single, and I got hate mail. Lots and lots and lots of hate mail. Oh, yeah, he found it.
Yeah, but why? But if you're single, why would he be so pissed?
It was an ego bruise, you know. Oh, by the way, not only did she break up with me, but
Like right away?
Yeah, how quickly?
Oh,
did...
yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think I did it for my
BlackBerry. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to change it to single right now.
You know what?
So you're editing your Facebook while you broke up with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I understand.
Don't you have other things to do after you break up besides, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll get him back. I'm going to go in there.
Oh, well, I guess one thing I like to do is make funny voices as I'm breaking up with him. Be like, I'm breaking up with you right now.
Are you making fun of retards?
No.
Not at all.
I don't think
so. Because I felt like.
All right, Gina, what's going on with the news?
While there are many avid supporters of President Obama, not everyone is just on board just yet. In this clip, conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh reveals that he wishes President Obama anything but success with this administration.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's not a fan. Not a fan.
Bad.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Rush Limbaugh on Barack Obama. President Obama.
If I wanted Obama to succeed, I'd be happy the Republicans have laid down. And I would be encouraging Republicans to lay down and support him. I don't want... Look, what he's talking about is the absorption of as much of the private sector by the U.S. government as possible. From the banking business, to the mortgage industry, to the automobile business, to the healthcare. I do not want the government in charge of all of these things. I don't want this to work. So I'm thinking of replying to the guys, okay, I'll send you a response, but I don't need 400 words. I need 4. I hope he fails.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, just puts it out there.
Yeah, I mean, this is day 2, isn't it, or day 3?
Well, you know, he's been calling him the Messiah forever. Have you heard that?
Yeah, but listen, I understand that he doesn't want everything to become, you know, the government to run banks and mortgage companies and stuff like that. But ultimately, you got to hope that this country doesn't go in the toilet for the next 4 years. You know, that's ridiculous.
Because when he says, I want him to fail, he's saying, I want us to fail.
Right. Well, I hope the government doesn't take over banks and mortgage companies and healthcare.
Right.
I don't know. Anytime the government takes over things, it really prospers.
Yeah. Yeah, it really take off.
Apparently, Jamie doesn't live in my neighborhood. Yeah, it was a joke. Yeah.
But if you have, I mean, you know, one of my rules is I never go to the post office anymore. Either my wife does, or we go to one of the mailboxes, etc.
Right.
Because I go in and my blood starts to boil immediately.
Yeah.
I was at the Hollywood post office about 3 years ago, the last time I was at the post office, and there were 25 people in line. There was one counter open, and another woman comes out, and everyone thinks, oh, well, she's going to open up a little window there and, you know, get things rolling. And she comes out and she gives a complaint form to everybody in line, saying, if you'd like to complain about the service here, here's the form. I said, sweetheart, why don't you just get behind one of the desks and let's roll through this line.
That is such an F you. Not only am I not going to help you, but please feel free to write somebody about
it. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. That's terrible.
But the post office is one of the few places where when somebody, you know, does express their anger towards the postal workers there, everybody supports them. Everybody jumps on board. Like, yeah, right. he's right there, ma'am.
Is it still okay to say going postal? Because really nobody's gone postal in a long time.
I think it is.
Is that still like a thing?
Yeah, but I always wonder, you know, the plexiglass that is up in some post offices, who is it there to protect?
Right.
Is it there to protect us from them or them from us?
I think anymore, us civilians are the ones that you got to worry about.
The guys who are walking around in shorts and dropping off the mail, I have no problems with that. They have a huge job every single day.
The carriers.
It never ends. The carriers are great.
They seem very happy, though.
They are. I mean, they're outdoors.
Very happy.
They enjoy themselves. But it's the people inside the post office, the crazy women that decorate their station.
And their nails.
For every holiday. Yeah. You know, they got the Christmas crap up, the Easter stuff and all that stuff.
Think about it. I mean, really, they're sitting there just weighing stuff.
I know, but it's, you know.
Explaining it.
But please.
I would get on my nerves.
Smile or get more of them in there.
First class means it's this much. Like, you know, I mean, the whole every day, please.
And now they have to upsell with the stamps.
They do?
Yeah.
They upsell you?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm good. No, will you be taking any stamps today? Like, do you get a spiff for this? What am I, Vitamin World?
I always feel bad when I get everything stamped and I try to snake the line and give it to the guy, the postal worker. You go, hey, can I just leave this here? Yeah. He's like,
no.
All right, what else
How
going
does he
on?
Go
then?
Again?
Can I just leave this here? But you always like raise your voice so you hope they don't get pissed. Like, excuse me, can I just leave this here? All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, here's a little heartwarming story from my neck of the woods. Fox News reported today that a neo-Nazi group has joined the state of Missouri's Adopt a Highway Volunteer Litter Pickup Program, taking advantage of a free
program.
Yeah, well, you know.
What is it?
Well, it's the Adopt a Highway. They clean up the side of the highway.
Right.
And they just want to take advantage of a free speech court fight they won about 4 years ago by the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm.
The state says it had no way to reject the group's application, as the Adopt a Highway program can't be denied because of a group's political beliefs. And a spokesman for the Transportation Department office in Springfield defended the group by saying, look, it's a First Amendment thing, and we can't discriminate as long as they pick up the trash.
Well, if you're a black family driving cross-country, don't you maybe wait a few more exits to get off when you see that sign?
Yeah.
You don't use that McDonald's.
Right.
Or that Denny's.
Like this highway? Thank the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
Or maybe you do, just to go, ha ha.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd stay on the highway, though.
Yeah.
You know, if they're crazy enough to have a Ku Klux Klan sign right on the highway, yeah, I'm moving on. And I don't need that in my life. All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, finally, the nominees for the 81st annual Oscar ceremony were announced. And for all you film buffs out there, we have a clip of actor Forrest Whitaker announcing the noms for Best Actor, Best Actress, or Female Actor, as Tim likes to call them.
Thank you.
Best Supporting Actor and Best Picture.
Here we go.
For Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role, the nominees are Josh Brolin in Milk, Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Wait, why are they laughing at that nomination?
Really?
Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder.
Why are they laughing at that guy?
You know,
what?
It wasn't Iron Man. It was Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman in Doubt, Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight, and Michael Shannon in Revolutionary Road.
Some
fans.
Girls had an orgasm there.
And Michael Shannon in Revolutionary Road.
Oh, boy. They get all crazy there.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight.
Isn't that the winner?
Probably.
He's not around anymore?
No, that always makes me sad.
But isn't that... That's got to be the guy.
Yeah, it's kind of a gimme.
Yeah. I mean, who? How do
Well, because then nobody else is upset. Like, the dead guy wins.
Well, yeah. They can't act upset. That's for damn sure.
Right.
Once that camera's on him.
Absolutely. Damn it, the dead guy won! God damn it! I can't even beat the stiff. I mean, I'm just guessing.
What bad luck, though. I mean, you're up for an Oscar. And, you know, Heath Ledger did a little too much...
Whatever he did.
Too many pills, coke. I don't know what he's doing. Was he doing blow? What was he doing?
Allegedly, they found some foreign substances in his system.
I've had too much.
One of those. It's like being up against that horrible Lord of the Rings Oscar.
Chinese.
Oh right, yeah.
Oh god, that every other movie they left early. There was no point in staying.
All right, what else is happening? We got Best Actress.
Yeah.
All right, here's Best Actress. Do they call it Best Actress?
Female actor.
For best performance by an actress in a leading role.
Ooh, they call it an actress.
Are you happy?
You know what? The Oscars is very classy to do that because the SAG Awards uses female actor. You know, the best award for female actor.
Is this really a thing for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a thing for me.
It's
because.
A sore spot.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want to lose as many of these as we can. I'd like to keep stewardess. I'd like to keep secretary,
waitress,
and waiter. I'd like to keep them separated because that's not how guys talk. I mean, you've never heard a guy say, geez, I just met this really hot chick. And then his friend goes, well, what does she do for a living? She's a female actor. You never hear that.
Right. Well, okay. Right.
Never hear that.
Right.
I like to keep those. I like to keep, you know, councilman, councilwoman, fireman.
But you hear flight attendant.
I like flight attendant. I like stewardess.
Yeah.
I like stewardess.
I like server. He likes waitress.
No, I'm an old-fashioned guy that way.
What about disc jockey as opposed to on-air talent?
It doesn't bother me, either one of those. But I like to keep, like, councilman and councilwoman. Those are fine. Or maybe just even call them old councilman. Who knows?
Astronaut and astronaut.
How about whore
fireman.
Or slut? Which one do you prefer?
Probably slut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just good to know.
Cost less. All right, here we go. The female actress, or the best actress.
For best performance by an actress in a leading role, the nominees are Anne Hathaway in Rachel Getting Married, Angelina Jolie in Changeling, Melissa Leo in Frozen River, Meryl Streep in Doubt, and Kate Winslet in The Reader.
Oh.
Are you starting to notice a pattern here? People only cheer for the one thing that nobody's heard of.
Yeah, who's cheering for this?
Melissa Leo in Frozen River.
Who to thunk him?
I've got to be honest with you.
Melissa Leo.
That's the third time I've ever heard that name. And the first two times were about 2 minutes ago.
And honestly, I have no idea who she is either.
Never heard that name in my life.
Me either.
You?
No idea.
No, really?
No idea.
Randy, have you ever heard that name before?
Never.
Could
Melissa
you point
Leo.
Her out?
No, not
Melissa
the
Melissa Leo.
Absolutely not.
Right.
No idea. Never.
Never.
Well.
And yet the people in the audience.
In Frozen River.
Hey. Frozen River. Hey. What's that about?
It's a twofer there because I've never even heard of Frozen River.
Yeah, I haven't heard of Frozen River or Melissa Leo. Yeah.
I've heard of that icy lake.
What is Frozen River, though?
Never heard of it.
Never you?
Huh.
Frozen River?
No, sequel to the ice storm.
All right, we continue here. Well, this is a best actor?
Think about it.
Best actor. Here we go.
The nominees for best performance by an actor in a leading role are Richard Jenkins in The Visitor. Frank Langella in Frost Nixon. Sean Penn in Milk. Brad Pitt in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
I have seen none of those movies.
Yeah.
None. Mm. Zero.
Me either.
But that happens every year. It's not like a new thing, right?
I
haven't seen... Every year, I haven't seen the movies.
Right.
I know. And
it's
then
not like you're shocking anyone.
And the ratings keep going down and down and down, and nobody watches this thing. And eventually, it's going to be on a cable station, and then it's going to be on radio, and then it's just going to be in the L.A. Times the next day. You know, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody looks at these movies. Why would you watch this?
Yeah.
You know?
Is it just me, or is the title, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, the perfect phrase for Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah.
Because when he said that, boy, that was true Forrest Whitaker.
Is that Brad Pitt in that?
Yeah.
I hope he wins.
Do you?
Yeah. I like Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
I was at a party with Brad Pitt. Did I ever tell you that?
Really?
Oh, please tell us.
Yeah.
You dropped something.
Wow.
Dropped a couple names here.
Yeah.
I was at a party and Brad Pitt was there, and he was making everybody margaritas. And I remember he stirred one of the margaritas with his finger and gave it to my wife. And my wife said, I don't care who you are. I'm not drinking margarita.
That's why I love her
with
so
your
much.
Fingers in it. And he started laughing. He was bombed anyway. He was laughing.
No, that's why I love your wife, honestly.
I mean, I went to kick her in the shin. And like, hey, baby, this is Brad effing Pitt.
Yeah, but do you know where his fingers have been?
I don't know.
Angelina Jolie.
No, exactly. But it was before Angelina Jolie. And Jennifer Aniston was there,
too. Well,
that's
a little
too.
Better place to be at.
And then I was there with another friend. I can tell you who it was. But I was there with another friend who got really drunk and started talking to Jennifer Aniston and just kept staring at her boobs the whole time he was talking to her.
You won't tell us.
And I had to pull him away. I'm like, dude, you can't do that.
Would
she's like covering up and stuff.
Oh. Would everybody know who he was?
Oh, yeah.
This story would be so much better if you told
us. No, I can't,
come on,
please.
$5.
I don't even think, no, I, it's going to be more than $5.
The story is good, but
more
be
than $5.
$10.
Mm.
The story,
I don't want to embarrass
better.
The guy.
Oh, please. He was doing it. He knows.
I don't want to embarrass the guy. Please.
The story, I hate that when people tell stories like, I'm not going to tell, though.
I'm not going to say who it was.
Get your freaking act together here!
Randy!
Oh.
God damn it. Huh. All right, here we go. Best picture.
Who was
I don't know.
I don't
best
know
picture,
sure.
Here we go.
And finally, I'm pleased to announce that the film selected as the Best Picture nominees for 2008 are...
Best Picture.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Kathleen Kennedy, Frank Marshall, and Sean... Chafin, producers. Frost Nixon, Brian Grazier, Ron Howard, and Eric Fellner, producers. Milk.
Who is that?
Milk.
Was it
Dan Jinks and Bruce Cohen, producers. The Reader, nominees to be announced.
Awkward.
Huh?
Very awkward.
Wait a minute.
What? I don't get it.
The Reader.
The Reader. Nominees to be announced.
They're fighting over who would produce this thing, I guess, right?
Okay. Well,
there's a battle. That sounds like a real battle. Legal battle going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's interesting. Never heard that before. Nominees to be...
nominees to be announced.
To be announced. And somebody's applauding for no announcement.
What a crowd they have at this
Well, isn't
conference.
It like at 5:30 this morning or something?
Yeah, where'd they do this?
Randy, where'd they do this?
At New York, like 5 this morning.
5 this morning, huh?
Nominees to be announced.
Oh,
and Slumdog Millionaire.
Is it Slumdog Millionaire?
No, it's the skinny dog.
It's the diet version.
Yes.
Slumdog Millionaire. It sounds like Oprah on a new diet.
And Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog. 1 in the morning.
And Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, I guess he did say Slumdog.
Christian Coulson, producer.
You know, the people, that's about that kid who in India who wins Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I saw it. It was amazing.
You know that the area he grew up in, or they show the area that it's not even a true story.
Well,
so,
no.
So,
really?
But the area that they're showing in India.
Like Bambi?
Where that took place.
Uh-huh.
They're all up in arms that they're calling that a slum.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they should see the movie.
They don't want to, they're like, hey, how dare you? This is my neighborhood. This isn't a slum.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you find the girl that's in that movie just unbelievably hot and does it make you feel creepy?
I've not seen the movie.
Oh, my God. She is so beautiful.
She's not even human. She's alien gorgeous.
Yeah, and I feel creepy going, she is so beautiful.
Oh, really?
She's so young.
Oh, she's young?
She looks like Miss Universe.
She's
pageant.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've not seen it. Yeah. Is that an English movie?
Yes.
Is it in English?
It is all in English.
Maybe I can see it then.
What?
Well, I don't know. It takes place in India, and I thought it's an Indian, and then there's subtitles. I'm going to sit there and read a movie for $9.
It's about
I want to be entertained. Yeah. Hey, so Batman pretty much got shut out then.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's over?
Well, Heath didn't, but Batman did.
Heath did.
Yeah.
Didn't. Yeah.
Biggest grossing movie, since Titanic, and nobody said boo.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. That is ridiculous. Yeah. You know, Batman made, $300 or $400 million?
Yes, easily.
And then we're going to watch a show that has a movie in it called Frozen River?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much money it makes, right?
Yeah, but I think it does. I mean, you know, the best car sells better than the worst car.
Huh? Well, I guess it would probably dummy that down for me a little bit more.
I mean, if you have the best car in America.
Wait, hold on. Let me sit down. What?
Okay. The best car is what? In America is maybe a Ferrari? Aren't Ferraris more expensive than Hyundais?
Right, but they don't outsell, let's say, a Ford Escort.
Yeah, but you should be able to vote for a movie because a lot of people loved it.
But remember, that would be the People's Choice Awards. This is your little friends, you know,
but you know what?
Academy.
These guys.
Right, but a Ferrari is the ultimate car, but the Escort sells more tickets.
I understand that. But then give it to the Escort.
No.
Well, they're not.
Yes,
they
are.
But they're not giving it to the Escort. They're giving it to the Chapasna plump. Because nobody has ever heard of this.
The Icy River is your Ferrari.
But it's not a Ferrari because nobody's ever heard of it.
It's your day one.
And I'm not able to get into a Ferrari, but Benjamin Butt is my Escort.
Right, but I'm saying they're giving it to a car we've never even heard of before.
Are we already fighting?
And so,
I've only been here like a
and so the Oscars, nobody's going to watch because nobody's heard of Frozen River. And the advertisers are going to be pissed. They're going to want money back. And then next year, they're going to do the same thing again. They're going to bring out all these movies that nobody's seen and nobody's going to watch.
So,
and they don't get it.
So, all right, so they should only pick the movies that everybody's seen to nominate? Because then
a little of this and a little of that. Maybe another award in there.
Well, then is it really an award show if we're really going for mass populations of who saw it?
I think it is. I think it is. Well, listen, they can continue to do this, but no one's going to watch. Then they're going to complain and they're going to bitch that nobody's watching. In today's economy, that's in the toilet anyway, you can't afford to give out awards all night to Frozen River.
Melissa Leo.
Nobody's looking at it.
But that's why they give the award, so then people will look at it. That's
why
the award
nobody really does that, though.
It's not worth my time.
In middle America, nobody does that. Nobody says, oh, hey, Frozen River won Best Picture. I'm going to go see it.
You're absolutely right.
In middle America, they're going to go, F them. I'm going to go back to Batman. Yeah. I'm going to go look at that again.
I just have one quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I going to look stupid if I introduce the Chapasna plump into a conversation tomorrow?
Can I just know what that is?
I'm just dying to ask.
You know what it is?
No.
It's not a car. It's a character, a Romanian... sales clerk character that my dad did on the Carol Burnett Show.
That's my new favorite word of all time.
And how do you say it again?
Chapasna plump.
You don't know your ass from your Chapasna plump.
And you know what I love doing? I love going to a Starbucks and they say, what's your name? I go, Chapasna plump. And they go, how do you spell that? And I tell her, Chapasna plump. And she writes the whole thing on the it spins around twice.
That just really does not roll off my tongue.
Not at all.
Like,
actually, it kind of rolls off.
Chapasna plump.
But when she has to call your name, does it sound anything like Chapasna plump?
No, it doesn't.
And did she say that right? Chapasna.
That's exactly how it's pronounced.
Chapasna plump.
Chapasna plump, yeah. All right, anything else going on in the news there, Gina?
That's it.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Song. Shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, Jamie White is with us, folks, from Star 98.7.
Is that the only station you worked at in L.A.?
Yeah, for 10 years.
Oh, look at that.
All right, when we come back, we'll take some phone calls. Well, I'm not up that early. I'm never up before 10 a.m. Please. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And Crazy's with us. All right, please. The props. It's honest to God, man.
Well, it's, you're just so dry.
Not even. It's not even Gallagher's act.
Make me sleepy.
God.
All right, damn. All right, please. All right.
And look, he's shaking his head. You know, this is the most negative room I've ever been in my life.
Is that right?
Well, I'm, like, really happy.
We're not used to energy over here.
Apparently.
Right. Yeah, this is a mellow evening show. It's for the
Thursday
people.
Thursday night, you know, people go out.
I know, but this show is designed for the people who've had a really rough day with hustle and bustle, the kids and everything, and they just sort of mellow out at night. You know, it's not filled with
this is not
radical news.
Radio.
It's not. You know, it's not. You know, people yelling at you all the time.
It's just take a.
Oh, ba-boom.
You know what, Randy? I'm going to kick your ass if you shake your head at me one more time.
Jesus Christ.
He does that to me all the time. All right, Jamie White is with us, and she was on Star 98.7 for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to go into the entire past, but you had Frosty and Frank. You worked with them for a long time.
Yep.
And now they're here in middays and kicking ass with Heidi Hamilton. And usually, you know, number two, three, or four in the market, every single book that comes out, or now every People Meet or whatever it is. Then you also worked with Danny Bonaducci, and that didn't work out.
Bitch, we entertain!
And
God, I miss him.
And then what? And then you your last day over at Star, Bill Handel yelled at you?
Yeah.
Because
do we really have to, like...
No, I'm just... Because a lot of people are listening right now are like,
maybe
you know, what
happened?
Maybe
we should take all the calls that no, missed
me. We'll take, like, we'll take, like, 2 minutes of this.
All right,
so Bill Handel comes in and yells at you on the air.
Yeah.
Because you were mistreating his kids?
Well,
is that possible?
His kids have this, you know, and I love kids. I have a kid, whatever. But they were gallivanting around, and then they pulled my phone screener off the phones to go get them a ball. And at this point, you know, look, you're doing a show. It's still a job, whatever. And I actually, thank God, I said it on the air. I said, girls, you've got to leave the studio. You've got to leave. You can't be around here. Go back downstairs to your dad and play down there.
But how old are the kids?
They're like 12.
Oh, I see. Okay. Twins?
Yeah.
Identical twins?
I didn't really look at them.
Yeah. All right. And
so then, you know, I...
So Bill comes up.
Well, wait. So then they're sticking their tongue out at me through the window after this is over. And I'm like, holy crap, am I really being taunted by two 12-year-olds at my job? Yes. Yes, I am.
Right.
I mean, literally, you know how
and then
you have
this, yelled at them?
Well, I just said, are you kidding me? Get away from me. And thank God, again, all on tape. All of it is public record. So they, being brilliant little children, as they are, went downstairs. So it was actually a misunderstanding, because I do get how you go into, like, you know, tirade mode if somebody screams at your kids.
Oh, yeah.
So they went downstairs and said, you know, Jamie's this horrible monster and screamed at us. So he came upstairs, and being the professional that he is, being paid $5 million a year.
Is that what he makes over then?
That's what I...
Wow. Look at that.
So when you
slide over there, make some money.
$5 million a year, you know that when the on-air light is on, you should bust through and say the F word three times. And
did that go on the air?
Yes, it did.
It did?
Well, no, I'm sorry. That's a lie. He dumped it. Yeah, thank God Jack did.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is... And so that was your last day over there.
Yeah, and that's the only... You know, I had lunch with John Hogan, which was my CEO, after that. And you know, I just told him, I said, my only regret is after 10 years being on Star, I can't believe that's how I end. You know, like, that's how I leave. I didn't say bye. I didn't say boo. I leave with this guy saying F word to me. Like,
right.
That's not how you want to leave.
No, that's true.
You know what I mean?
All
like,
right.
Like you said last night, it's like having male breast cancer. You just don't want to leave the earth like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of guys die of male breast cancer, because they don't want to tell anybody.
Well, right.
Like, I mean, hey, doc, keep this between you and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, I understood what you were saying.
All right. But we're not going to go into, you know, an hour and a half of, you know, taking calls and who was right, who was wrong.
Well, no, there's nobody wrong. I mean, first of all, with Frosty and Frank, I mean, you know, it was so long ago. But I will tell you this. We had a great show. I didn't want them to leave. I didn't. It was such a sabotage by the corporation. But, you know, none of this matters. I mean, they basically, Ken Christensen was my boss at the time, and he brought me in and he said, I don't know why you're defending Frosty. He hates your guts. What are you doing? He hates you. And instead of being
I get that a lot here from Frosty, too.
I want to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
Instead of being a bigger person and just asking Frosty, I was like, oh, well, okay. You know, because, and Danny will attest to this. This is no lie. I did not want to work with Danny at all.
Right.
At all. I actually said, you can take Danny Bonaducci and shove him up your ass. I said
really?
That.
Wow, is that right?
No, and he, you know what my boss did? He played the voicemail for Danny.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so that started off. Anyway, all right.
Radio's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to press on. I don't want to take, Gina, let's not take a million calls from these lunatics. You know, hater, I miss her, and let's just move on. All right.
Why? These are my people.
All right, one call. Daniel in Bell Canyon.
No,
you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Me.
Daniel, go ahead.
Oh, my God, that poor girl Karen's been waiting
go
for
ahead,
an hour.
Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good, excellent. What do you want?
I just want to let you guys know you guys are amazing. Me and my buddy Farshad listen at the time. But this other chick is so freaking annoying, we'd rather listen to John and Jeff on repeat.
All right, please. Can you disconnect them, Randy?
No. Wait, it's not Daniel? Working. Daniel?
Yeah.
No, hang up on him, Randy.
No, Daniel? No, it's okay. Daniel?
My button's stuck. Can you do it?
No, I can't do it from in here.
Daniel, I hate me too.
Listen.
So just so you know, listen.
I don't know what happened.
Just so you know.
Uh-huh.
You should imagine me in bed. Same thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bad news.
With the cymbals and the tambourine, just rock banded up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be a little annoying. Yeah. All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling. All right, one other call, then we'll move on. Karen in West Hills, you're on the air.
Jamie.
Karen!
Jamie, you're my people. I'm your people, Jamie.
There she is.
I don't care what that guy says. It is so amazing to have you, even for tonight, back on LA Radio. Girl, you are it. You are the bomb. I listened.
I'm the bomb. Why?
I don't know what happened.
Daniel! Daniel!
Daniel!
Suck it, Daniel!
All right, please. Let's go. All right. Here is the dilemma that I'm having.
Yes, you're having
all right.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I know. You're exhausting yourself. Oh, and me, too. Please. Got another hour and a half here. Let's get, right, pace ourselves.
I should probably go to sleep.
You're very familiar with Miley Cyrus, right?
Very familiar.
I mean, you know who she is,
yes,
right?
Do, yes.
She's Hannah Montana.
Right.
And I've been listening. I've been watching. My kid is not old enough yet to check out Hannah Montana or be a big fan, thank God. But I really, really want to like Miley Cyrus. I really do.
You want to like her.
Yeah. Okay. She's a 16-year-old girl. I believe she's 16, right? And, you know, you can't hate a 16-year-old. So I've been doing everything I can.
Have you ever met Bill Handel's kids?
Everything I can to like this Miley Cyrus. And this tape put me over the top where I'm not sure I could ever come back to She's Great. Okay. This tape that I'm about to play you is so annoying. And Gina Grad today, I sent it to her. And you were actually pissed that I sent it to you, huh?
Yeah, Tim, you know at this point, I'll basically do anything for you. But if you ever make me listen to 8 minutes of that kind of thing again, let's just say there's other shows I can transfer to.
Oh, God. You never threatened to transfer to another show.
It was that bad.
Jesus. All right, let's play a little of it here. Miley Cyrus talking on the internet. I guess she does like a, I don't know, like a, what
Miley's
is it?
World.
Miley's World. All right, here we go.
Yo. It's Miley.
And Brandy.
Only she's wearing a wig because she's kind of sort. She's been my double this week on the show.
Yep.
So, yeah, she has to be a wig.
Bye bye.
Hi, girl. Hi.
Hi, girl. Hi.
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 Okay. Me and my sister are just chilling. I'm kind of bored at set. And
I'm kind of bored at set. What does that mean? Oh, she's shooting the show and she's bored at set? And that's
yeah, maybe.
And that's the term that people
really
use nowadays.
And,
I don't know. I don't know. Listen, I love. I even love the father. What's his name?
Billy Ray.
I love that dude.
He had a mullet.
It was the big song he had.
Don't break.
Oh, I love that song, man. I was a big fan of that song. You didn't like that song?
Did you do the dance?
Don't break my heart, my achy breaky heart. I love that song. You know that seriously,
can you sing the rest?
Don't even understand.
Wow.
I don't know how the lyrics to anything.
It might blow up and kill this man.
Yeah. Don't break my heart. I love that guy. And so that gives me even more incentive to like his daughter, and I still can't get past this. What's going on? All right, here's more of the audio from Miley's World.
I'm kind of bored at set. And I think Miley World is a perfect place
perfect place.
I'm sorry, I stutter. I think Miley World, Brandy, don't you think Miley World is a perfect place just to get some things out in the open?
I do.
Because you know where Miley World is? Miley World has the best Miley fans ever.
Now, I couldn't imagine saying that at 16. Can you imagine you're 16 years old and you're doing a video? I'm 16 years old and I'm working on, Too Close for Comfort or whatever, right? And I take a break and I'm like, all right, hey, it's Tim Conway Jr., Tim Conway Jr. World. And this is a perfect place for Tim Conway Jr. to get stuff off Tim Conway Jr.'s chest.
Really comfortable just... That just rolled off your tongue like
that. Yeah, maybe I should do that. But who talks about themselves in third person like that? At 16! See, that's why you can't put your kids in show business.
Oh, I think they turn out great.
They turn out They grow up in 8 seconds. This happened to me over at Farmer's Market. I was there with my daughter. And I'm at Farmer's Market, and there's a guy there with his daughter, and my daughter and his daughter are about the same age. And the guy says, hey, have you ever thought about putting your daughter, she's beautiful, into like commercials and, you know, television? I said, nah, it's not my vibe. He says, yeah, but, you know, you can make some, like, decent money doing that. That perked my ears a little, like, you know, how much?
I could sell my daughter.
And he said his daughter went on 15 auditions, got 5 commercials, and made $120,000 a year. And I said, yeah, I'm just not interested in doing that because she's going to grow up too fast, and I want to keep her... as young as possible, as long as possible.
It's
I want her
reading.
To believe.
Absolutely.
I want her to believe in Santa Claus until she's like 20. So he says, "Well, let me give you my card because you know I know some agents that you know could represent your daughter." And I'm like, "Nah, I'm cool with that." And he goes, "Well, just take the card anyway, and you know if you change your mind, call me. If not, don't worry about it. You know because I got a lot of connections." But what I wanted to tell him was, "Hey, lunatic, that little girl." Her grandfather is Tim Conway. I am not without connections.
I guess that is true. You did want to scream it, right?
I want it at the top of my lungs.
That's funny. I forgot.
Her grandfather has 6-7 Emmy Awards for comedy.
That is
doing the Carol Burnett show. I am not connection free.
I don't need your connections.
Yeah.
I got Dorf.
Right, please, what was it for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
6 Emmy Awards. And a daytime Emmy Award, a Clio. Everybody in the United States who is over 30 years old knows who my father is.
Absolutely.
And some of them from SpongeBob SquarePants even know who he is when they're 3 years old. I'd say there's 305.
Why didn't you? See, that would drive me crazy.
I want to go crazy. But there are 325 million people in this country. I bet that 200 million people know who my father is.
Absolutely.
So she's got connections. I don't need your connection to, Wilford Brimley's agent.
How did you hold your
tongue? I just walked away. I was with my daughter. I never yell at anybody with my daughter.
No, not even
around.
Yell, but why? How?
No, I just didn't want to do that because then you look like an a-hole. Because then he tells 20 people. Yeah, I ran into this lunatic. Tim Conway Jr.
Said it, like,
what the hell is that guy?
You know, I don't really, you know.
Yeah, I didn't do it. Okay. Anyway, here's more of a Miley's World. And again, I'm really trying to like this broad, this woman, this girl.
Broad. She's 16.
This girl.
Yeah.
And,
why are you trying?
Because I don't want to hate her. Okay. I don't want to dislike. I like everybody else in the family.
I need to like this 16-year-old.
In case my daughter,
I need to like her now.
In case my daughter gets into Hannah Montana later on, I need to not.
No,
dislike her.
Yeah, honestly, half of those characters you can hate.
I like Dora.
That's nice.
And I know that you guys support, and I love that. And I think that is awesome that you can be loyal and amazing fans, and I'm extremely, extremely grateful for that. So thank you guys so much, and I love you. And my family loves you because you love me, I love you.
She loves you.
And I love you so much. You guys will never know, seriously though, how much I love you. Like, I'm being completely genuine. I love you guys. Seriously.
It doesn't seem like that's genuine though. You know, hey, I love you. I totally love you.
How much I love you. Like, I'm being completely genuine. I love you guys. Seriously. My dog's whining. She loves you.
And this also irritated me.
No, it's okay.
Listen to the name of her dog is.
Sophie, do you love Miley World? Sophie, do you love Miley World?
Dog's name is Sophia, or Sophie. My daughter's name.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
Dog's name.
Which do you think turns out worse? A pageant kid, which is those kids that are always... Have you seen that show?
No, the pageant kids turn out much worse.
God. Have you seen that show on TV?
Yeah.
That is the worst show ever. They have...
Sexualize your four-year-old should be criminal.
You know, I mean, not only do they spray paint tan them.
Toddlers and tiaras, that's what it is?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
And they even, if they lose a tooth, they put this thing called flippers in, and it's a fake tooth.
Really?
Yeah, they're called flippers, and it's a retainer with
Jesus
a fake
Christ.
Little tooth. Now, here's the thing that I don't understand, because I know you have a lot of men, especially listening at night. So my question is, how can these men sit there and let their wives do that to their little girls?
Yeah, the men have no control in that house.
None.
Yeah.
They just sit there during this whole show,
wonders.
And they're like, I don't really want to go to the pageant. But how can you let your wife do that? They have fake eyelashes. They're wearing little high heels. They're in little bikinis.
And I bet
they're
they get
five.
Pissed. I bet the wives get pissed when the daughters lose.
Oh, they do. Yeah. You should see the show. It's ridiculous.
You know, and like they come in fourth place, and you're like, you little, you know, whore. How come you didn't, you know, how come you didn't bat your eyes a little more?
Oh,
you little bitch.
Yeah.
No McDonald's for you on the way home.
And the wives are all chubby, and they're, you know, they're posing like the little kids. Like, here's how you, and they're doing the routines. Their hair is stuck out to here. I just don't get people that put their kids into pageants, like little kids.
These women wanted to be
okay.
in pageants. These women did. Mm-hmm. And they either were too fat, too old, too ugly, whatever. And so now they got an opportunity. They got a second life here. They can throw their kid into it. And they drive around the country with these pageants.
Yeah, and they spend a fortune.
Yeah.
I mean, the dresses, all that stuff is so much money, and they're living in these little shack houses, and they're like, yeah, but we got a nice dress.
Randy, please. You know, I know you always bring that up. He's yelling in my headphones.
What?
When my father, Randy, please, I'm going to knock you out during the commercial break. At one point, when I was a child, I was a model. Okay?
Well, you can't, you know, talk about it without explaining your own experiences, Timmy.
Wow.
I was a model for...
Things change, don't they?
Yeah. Now I can't get into these shows. But I was a runway model.
Really?
Yeah, when I was about 8 years old.
I see it.
Because my father was doing a fashion show for charity, and everybody's family was in it. So I would walk up and down the runway at the Beverly Hilton Hotel wearing a nice sweater and white slacks. And I thought it was pretty hot. It was a pink sweater and white slacks, and I had white shoes. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. And my dad said, no, this is a one time only deal. You're not going to be a model for the rest of your life. And I always thought that my father killed my modeling career right there.
Jesus Christ.
And he has always said to me, and since then, he has said, Tim, you do not have what models have. And I said, Dad, that's BS. That crowd was cheering me when I was 8 years old with that sweater on and those slacks on, and I was the it guy.
And he killed it.
He
could have been doing something so much different than this right now.
He killed my modeling career.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
Are you going to let Jamie see the picture?
Oh, does he
because
have a picture?
You haven't expressed quite the detail that they were white seersucker pants and white patent leather shoes.
Is it on the website?
No, but I've actually never seen a little boy in patent leather shoes.
Please, darling, I'm trying to, I got a radio thing going on here. Please, Christ almighty. All right, Miley Cyrus here, folks. Listen to this woman. Again, I want to like this girl. And after I heard this thing today, I'm not sure if I could ever come back.
Do you, Sophie? Do you? Come here. Do you love Miley World, Sophie? Do you? Yes. Say you love Miley World.
I can't imagine saying that at 16 years old. Like my dog's name was Morgan. Hey, Morgan, come here. Do you love Tim Conway Jr. World? Hey, Morgan, come here, man. Sit on my lap. You love Tim Conway Jr. World? You love it? It's a great place to show all the Tim Conway Jr. fans all about you. Who says that at 16?
Maybe this is a cry for help.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this young lady.
I love Mother World. Yes, I see you.
Okay. Mother World loves you, too. Okay, so here's the deal. First of all, here's what we're going to start clearing up here. I know you guys probably check up on some cool sites of, like, different pictures of me, like, you know, every day, like, paparazzi shots and whatever.
Oh,
and that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that, and I think that's great that you guys get to see, like, out and about and all that kind of thing. Because sometimes I don't have time to upload pictures and stuff. So that's cool that you guys get to see all the different pictures. I love it. So I'm sure you guys have seen me rocking an Iron Maiden shirt lately.
Iron Maiden! Woo!
And I know there has been some people saying, oh, she's a poser. The only reason she's wearing Iron Maiden is because she wants to be, like, a rock star or whatever. You guys don't know my life. You don't know if I like Iron Maiden or not.
Maybe Mama, anyone?
My Miley fans would know.
Woo-hoo!
But people that are trying to diss, because they are on my list of people that don't like me, and I really think that's, yeah.
Okay, now we got to stop it here. When we come back, Miley Cyrus is going to rap. And if you're driving, make sure there's a glass of water or a fire extinguisher next to you, because your nuts might catch on fire. This is that painful to listen to. Miley Cyrus rapping. Jamie White is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Where's the tambourine?
Don't lie. What's your name again? Take a look around.
Adam Carolla, Ross Danny and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Get complete shows now at 97.1 FMTalk.com.